Cat Skinner is a guy that drives a tractor.
Okay.
A Caterpillar tractor. Mm-hmm. And he says, being that you can read the blueprints. See, I also surveyed that road that's over there from Estabrook over to the scout camp over there. And so he says, you can read the blueprints and you can build the bridges and you know the dirt. So you could be the foreman on this 10-year program and we'll set this up and we'll really go all out. In the meantime, well, he says, I can't give you a foreman's job until after we get on this 10-year program, but you can be assistant foreman and join the road crew right now. Well, it was more money than what I was getting on the district, so I transferred. Well, we went over on the Snowy Range and put in several bridges and several tubes and drained several swamps. And then winter finally shows up, and we were clear down to the edge of Colorado, building a bridge down there for a stock trail, and got snowed in about 30 inches overnight. And we had to stack up our cement in on the rancher's barns over there so we wouldn't have to go out back. Come back home, and while we were here, we got snowed in here. See, I was living in Estabrook then. I worked with them. So the next spring come around, the engineer sent me a letter. He says, Dale, being that they have cut off our 10-year program, I can't do anything but start you out as a laborer in the road crew. Your seniority won't let you stay up in that upper bracket. So I thanked him very kindly and told him I thought maybe he did me the best favor he ever did, and that I'd retire. Uh-huh. So then I went to work for Ivester out here and started in the dirt business. And I worked for Ivester all year, and I worked for Braslin Sims on construction of the bypasses and the roads, Ballard's, Sherwin's. I know my way around on the dirt.
So those are all construction firms?
Mm-hmm. From tractors to pulls, rollers.
What's a pull?
Well, that's one of these dirt outfits that you, it's a scraper that that has a motor in front. Some of them have a motor on each end. Since you have a push cat to go along and push them up to load them.
Oh, I see.
They call them pulls. And we have blades. You know what a blade is?
Yeah.
It's a grader, okay. I run blades several. In fact, I laid the gravel. The last gravel job, well, since my son has got into the gravel business, I've laid gravel for him, but the last big contract I laid for was Reeves, and we've built some roads up Buffalo way and on over at KC and around, and I laid the gravel for them. But then after that, I came home and bid on a mail route, got a mail route, and run it several years by myself. Then my wife decided to retire, and mail route was getting bigger, so it was, we'd do it together. She'd shovel it out the window and I'd do the driving, and that worked pretty good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, in the meantime, they decided to give us some more area, and then they wanted to run it for 6 days a week, and that's too much like herding sheep. I've been there. I don't want to think more of that, so we retired from the post office. And so now we've been being so doggone busy doing nothing that we're getting tired. we sleep here sometimes, but most of the time we're gone.
Where do you go? Just all around the state?
Oh, no, not really. I go to Glen Rock, Casper, from Casper to Douglas from Glen Rock most of the time. We go to Newcastle. Well, I drive for the seniors. I drive the seniors bus out of town most of the time. I'll take them up to Thermop, the swimmers up to Thermop. It'll be a one-day ride. Tuesday, I'll go to Newcastle.